The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Be careful. It's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding. It's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you start, be careful. Remember, it's my heart.
There it is. That's me. My heart. It's my heart, baby. Be nice. 6:06 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. It's look at this. July 6th already, running into the 4th of July weekend. Joe on the radio on AM 970 The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com. Frankie is here and Al's here. Debbie's here. You're very humble, ready for drive time players. Just humbly, respectfully, and loving you for listening. We are here. I'm just saying. Where's everybody else? Everybody else, no, my news buddy isn't. One of my news buddies is on the air. Everybody else is like ran for the hills. They ran down the shore. We, you ask us, we're in radio studios. The boys are in New York. Debbie's at traffic center control, right? Me, I'm down in the Pinelands of New Jersey because I wanted to stay on the air with you this morning because I love you so much. I can't live without you, frankly, truth be told. So now I'm down the shore, actually, around exit 67, they tell me, this as we speak. Exits in New Jersey, what exit? 67, thank you very much. And we're broadcasting from WBNJ 91.9 FM in down in Jersey. But a lot going on, so we're going to continue on and have some fun this morning. I got my little girl with me. She actually got up this morning. Even my I have the best 7-year-old at my age. I know. There was the most beautiful little girl. She gets up with me and my daddy, I want to go to work with you this morning. I said, Charlie, you got to get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. She goes, she's here. She's on the couch. I'm going to let her rest a little bit. And I want to give a shout out to a couple people. I'll tell you exactly what's going on. But breaking down the news, it's this whole tariff situation. And I know you kind of tune into AM 970, The Answer, for the news. And we will give it to you as best we can. China accusing the U.S. of starting what Beijing calls the biggest trade war in economic history. Ooh. Each country today, slapped tariffs on tens of billions of dollars of one another's exports. The Trump administration putting 25% tariffs on 800 Chinese products. On the shoes where my soles came off, I got a tariff on that. They should pay me for buying those shoes. Really? Anyway, the 800 Chinese products worth $34 billion, apparently, is the way the Trump administration has put these tariffs on Chinese products. China is retaliating with tariffs on $34 billion in U.S. goods, including SUVs, meat, seafood, and agricultural products. It says nothing about rubber soles on your shoes. So I'm not exactly what happened, but no what happened. But I got to tell you something. This, to me, is just a game that's going back and forth. I don't know. We'll see how it goes, how it affects us at the store. And like Frankie says, and Frankie breaks it down better than anybody I know, honestly, in media on these tariffs. I don't know if we're going to pay the tariffs, if they're going to charge us a tariff anyway. Could someone explain to me why we just don't make them in America? And I think that's where the president is going, is to force these companies to make these So you're going to say, oh, I got to pay a tariff anyway, what we're paying anyway. Why don't we just pay an extra 10 bucks a product? Why don't you make the shoes, excuse me, in America and the soles won't fall off? I'm just saying, is that too common sense? You just make them in America. Go to the stressed areas. Go to the South Bronx, you know, and go to Paterson, New Jersey, and go to the south side of Chicago and East St. Louis. And you put in maybe Michael Jordan could be the impetus of that. Maybe Michael Jordan could tell Nike, look, you're going to have to make some shoes in America. Wouldn't that be great? And by the way, my soles are holding on, so the super glue worked. Actually, it was Gorilla Glue that worked. Super glue did not work. We tried super glue on my soles. It got too cheap to buy new shoes. Why would I spend $200 when I could glue my shoes back together? And then somebody said it happened to her heels. That was so funny. June, I love you. Thank you so much. She goes, she was wearing the shoes. The same thing I wanted to her heels, the soles came off. She goes, and she was at work, so she was stuck. But God, let's just make. Can we just please make the products in America? I am just saying. Hey, Supreme Court. So you know what's happening is already, whether you like it or not, there is a concerted effort to take down whoever the president picks as the Supreme Court nominee. Excuse me. He's just going after anybody. So this is a group, apparently, I'm reading from Fox News here. And again, we take everything with a grain of salt as we read everything. But it says here from Fox News, a group tied to Hillary Clinton and other advocacy organizations launched a multi-million dollar campaign to pressure GOP lawmakers into opposing President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court days before his expected announcement on Monday. Do you hear what I'm telling you? This is why it's good that we're on the radio 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is exactly why we're on the radio, to tell you how ridiculous it is and how they're starting a campaign. No matter what the president does, no matter what the president says, they're going to go.
That they are, and you can bet whoever Donald Trump picks for the Supreme Court or any other position is going to have a real hard time, Joe. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, now apparently the president has narrowed it down to a list of three or four candidates. And right. Your candidate Amy Coney Barrett is still on there.
And you know what, Amy Coney, and thank you, Frank. You know what, we're going, it's so funny. And I'm not, I don't know if it's on that end. I don't know if it's on this end. But I'm feeding this by Comcast and Verizon. I'm telling you something. And we're state as you are, you can get. Yeah, I got you there, Frankie. I got you there,
absolutely,
right?
Joe.
Good morning to you, Frankie.
Good morning.
Morning, Joe.
And Albert, good morning to you, my friend.
Morning.
You know, so I'm liking the pine. I got you there. Let me know. What's happening is we got a little delay. We got a little internet situation that we're trying to take care of. And it's Comcast and Verizon. It bounces off from Comcast. I don't know what's happening on the other end there. So I'm barreling on. They're not going to take us down. And by the way, we're in the 21st century. We're in the 21st century and we can't get technology to work smoothly because of the internet-based system, which is really scary. Hey, but Frankie, you know what? You know, already they're having the Hillary people or whoever it is are going after whoever the president picks. The president has picked anybody. Why don't they give him somebody that we like?
Well, that would be just crazy. You mean wait and see who he picks before going crazy about who he has picked? I mean, that's just completely out of the realm of possibility, Joe. Forget about that. Yeah, but
I know. And Amy Coney Barrett, she is from the. Go ahead.
No, Amy Coney Barrett certainly is.
Go ahead.
The favorite of a lot of conservatives, but she doesn't have the sort of judicial experience that she's only been a judge for about a year, so she doesn't have much of a track record. Apparently, the other candidates that the president is talking about picking, they have a much broader judicial history and a lot more opinions that they've written that both senators and legal analysts can look back at and get an idea of their track record. So we'll see. That might end up hurting Amy Coney Barrett, and she's young enough that she could be considered for a court pick 3, 4, 5 years from now.
That's a good point, Frankie Fiberos. But the bottom line is with Amy Coney Barrett, I'm telling you, is that she's Catholic and they don't want, and it's anti-Christian, anti-Catholic. I'm telling you right now. And what she's going to, you know, I don't know that Roe versus Wade is never going to be overturned, but they're afraid something like that's going to happen. They're going to go after her. I predict the president is going to pick Barrett. What's your pick, Frankie Five Boroughs?
I don't know. You know, Donald Trump is a very tough guy to make a prediction about who he's going to pick for anything or what he's going to do for anything. So it seems like he likes to go against the grain. Once everybody thinks he's going to pick so-and-so, he kind of goes out of his way to upset the apple cart. And he also puts a lot of stock in personal feeling and instinct for a lot of these high profile positions, stuff that you can't always see on a ledger or on a piece of paper. So I honestly have no idea.
Hey, and the president was in Montana yesterday. That was hysterical. He went after Tester. He was on fire. Les, did you see any of that five?
I saw some of the clips this morning. Yeah, he was really, really, he was out there. That's for sure.
Yeah, President Trump slams low IQ Maxine Waters, fake Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren about data, and he wants to get rid of Tester, who, of course, went after a Ronny Jackson White House doctor in a big way. He doesn't let that go. Hey, Scott Pruitt does step down as head of the EPA. We knew that was going to happen. That was yesterday after a string of controversy. Some lawmakers will call his resignation long overdue, and his deputy, I guess, is stepping in, Frankie. And I guess now they're going to have to come up with a new EPA chief. But in the meantime, Andrew Wheeler is the acting administrator of the EPA. And I guess that was just something that was not unexpected, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Well, I'm amazed he lasted as long as he did. I mean, you talk about the barrage of scandals that he's had to contend with over the course of the last year. Over something like 170 members of Congress, including a lot of Republicans, had called for him to resign, and he had withstood all these attacks for a lot longer than anybody else in politics would have been able to. So the surprising thing is not that he's gone, but it's surprising to me is how long he was able to stay.
Yeah. Hey, Albert, good morning. 616. Albert, give me the breakdown of this Statue of Liberty wacko. I mean, she's in,
yeah,
she's
so
out. Go ahead.
She pleaded not guilty yesterday. The judge released her on her own recognizance. And then she went out to the army of press that was sitting out there rail about immigration. So she's getting her 15 minutes of fame and then some.
But she's talking about the separation of families, right?
Yes.
The kids from the families. Old news. It's old news, and now it's fake news. The president did an executive order to stop that. What, does anybody talk to these people?
I guess not. I guess they don't. And, you know, apparently her neighbors and other people, she had worked at a gym, apparently. She was a fitness expert or whatever. All of them were surprised. They said, you know, we knew she was political. We didn't think she was going to go to these extremes. She's a naturalized U.S. citizen. She's here in the country legally, came from the Congo back in the 90s. But, you know, again, she's going to get her 15 minutes of fame, and they're going to be running all over to see her or whatever. I would like to see the judge throw the book at this woman and put her in jail. And I would like to see her have to pay for the NYPD to, you know, having to go and rescue her and bring her down.
Yeah, you're right on the money, man. Is anything like that going to happen, Frankie? Did you hear that?
Not at this point. I mean, we'll see. Maybe when she's convicted, the judge will force her to pay restitution. Mm. But no, not at this point.
See, going back to what Frank said, I talked to you listening, 17 after 6 o'clock. President Trump reportedly narrowed his list of potential Supreme Court nominees down to 3 people. See, Frank's right, though. You never know with President Trump, right? The 3 possible nominees are, as is for Monday, when he nominates somebody to the Supreme Court. I see Brett Kavanaugh, Raymond Kethledge, and Amy Coney Barrett. I say Amy Coney Barrett, but because it's so obvious that maybe he will not, this is good. Yeah, what's the over-under? You know, in Vegas, they're going crazy over this, Frankie.
Yeah, well, as of yesterday, the betting line had her favored, and I believe she's still favored. Of course, it is. It's not legal to bet on Supreme Court picks, but but she's still the leading candidate at this point.
All right. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in North Korea. That's a follow-up trip to last month's historic summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. And Debbie's standing by in a second, but I got to go here. This is so funny. Al tweeted me the funniest thing this morning about a sign in New Jersey. Albert, that was hysterical.
I found that from somebody else. I cannot take credit for it, but it says, now leaving New Jersey, leaving so soon with a question mark. And then on the bottom, instead of where it has, you know, the governor and whatever, it says, was it something we taxed? question.
So it looks like one of those green signs when after you leave a state, now leaving New Jersey. And it goes, leaving so soon? Was it something we taxed? Yeah, you joke around, but that's exactly what's going to happen. Hey, we're staying on the best we can. We are fighting for you here. Man, we ain't going down. It's Piscopo in the morning and the middle of the Pine Barrens. And so anything can happen. And I think the Jersey Devil's having a little bit of fun with us down here in the Pine Barrens. But we'll go to Debbie. She's on the roads for you.
Yeah.
On this Friday at 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hi, Debbie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So you're enjoying the shore? Are you having fun?
I got to tell you, Charlie goes, I'm with Joey, my big boy, by the way.
Right.
And Carol's kids are down. So we're just having a great family, overdue time. They have all of us getting together. Charlie goes on these wild rides. Are you a roller coaster person?
I don't mind going. I don't mind going once in a while. That's probably the one ride I do like. I don't like things that go in circles. So, I could probably handle the roller coaster.
She did that.
Yeah, she did that.
I'll tell you about it. She understood that Daddy does not go on these rides. I love that.
You mean you don't like the roller coasters? Because they're kind of fun.
No. Yeah, no, nothing. Please, nothing like that. Not me. No,
you're chicken.
Chicken. I'll get nauseous if I look at it. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, Joe on the radio, Debbie Duhaime on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, a couple of problems out here already this morning. The eastbound side of the Gowanus slowing down by the Prospect. Eastbound BQE right at the Battery Tunnel. Accident taking the left lane. And then you're busy on the eastbound BQE up by Metropolitan Avenue with another accident. It's pretty busy on the southbound West Side Highway down through the 70s. An accident there as well. Deegan southbound slowing down into the Cross Bronx Expressway. Inbound side of the GWB upper level, a disabled truck 15 minutes in from the Palisades Parkway. Let's see what's happening on 80 westbound exit 58 getting out through Patterson. That's an accident. One lane blocked over there as well. Garden State Parkway north at 137, a collision to deal with. The Sprain south at Jackson Avenue, Greenberg. That's an accident as well, so do expect some delays. Thunderstorms today with a high of 84. Sunny tomorrow, high of 79. Sunny on Sunday, high of 84. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey! My dad is bringing home the best birthday cake ever.
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad. That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Daily News investigative reporter Greg B. Smith about NYCHA's mismanagement of New York City's public housing. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, how are you? Hey, it's 6:22. Hey, it's Friday. Yay. Cherry Lane Theater proudly presents First Love, starring Academy Award nominee Michael O'Keefe. You hear me telling you this every morning, Angelina Fiordalisi. That's a nice name, Angelina. Angelina Fiordalisi. Taylor Harvey as well. Taylor Harvey's a nice name, too. Well, First Love is just ripping it up on Broadway. It's at the Cherry Lane Theater in New York. And Michael O'Keefe is just crushing it. This is about a couple in the 60s as they meet and fall in love for the first time in their lives. This comes from playwright Charles Mee. And Kim Wheel directed this great play, First Love. And it's playing a very limited engagement through July 8th only. It's only to this weekend. So you got to jump to the Cherry Lane Theater in New York right now. It'll only be around till July 8th. And sometimes in life, you just get one chance. Don't miss yours. First Love at Cherry Lane Theater will only be around for a short while again. So get your First Love tickets today at CherryLaneTheater.org. That's Cherry Lane Theater. Theater.org.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Mo's. Joe Piscopo. Kippo on the radio. I'm down in the middle of the Pine Lands. It's so hysterical. It's hysterical to me. And thanks for tuning in. I just, again, you know, everybody's taken off. I wanted to stay on so we get out. I find out a place where we could broadcast from. And our general, the regular station we broadcast from is like under construction. So they go, oh, we don't have the facilities to do that. They don't have a studio to do it. So I grabbed a friend, came down at a local station down here. So we're hooking up with internet. What's scary to me is that, first of all, the money that we pay to go online, the money that we pay, how much money Verizon makes, how much money Comcast makes. This is what's amazing to me. And we talked about this, touched about this as we went off the air yesterday. It is incredible that the money that they charge, you have no guarantee that it's going to work. And where I am in the boondocks in Jersey, in Hunterdon County, you can't get nothing. You got nothing. And that's all we get in America. We settle for it. And if you're going to pay, like with Comcast, it's like, and no, somebody said, also, my mother has the Comcast down the shore, right? She has the Comcast. Nothing works. The TV doesn't sync up with the television. Is that me? You get a remote control from Comcast. It doesn't, the box doesn't go with the TV back and forth. You can't sync it up. You call Comcast, they have no idea. Meantime, the head of Comcast has a helicopter landing pad at his house down the shore because that, you know, it's the excess profit situation. I do not understand it. And I don't mind, and we're gonna struggle through it, we're gonna do the best we can, but one day, in the name of God, one of these American companies is gonna say, let's do what's best for the consumer. If we're gonna charge them tooth and nail for everything, then let's try to make something work. Yeah, that just is my little rant for this morning. Hey, Mike Gallagher's with us this morning. Yeah, Valerie Smaldone, she's a great broadcaster. She's going to be on the air with us this morning. She has a new show on weekends on AM 970, The Answer. We'll be with Valerie. Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what movies to go. Al, you going to see Ant-Man this weekend? Ant-Man and
Wasp? We're going today. My son and I are going today, actually, this afternoon.
I love Paul Rudd, and it looks like a lot of fun. And who's playing Wasp? Who's doing Wasp?
Evangeline Lilly is the Wasp.
No, this is good. So this should be good.
Now, Michael Douglas. Who else is in it? It's Lawrence Fishburne is in the movie as well, and Michelle Pfeiffer.
All right. And we got Eric Hastings is going to come on, and we're going to chat with Eric about some traveling, about this TSA. Apparently now they have to go. Apparently they're going to check our snacks as we go through the TSA. Frankie, you just brought this to my attention. I was not aware of that. You can't bring peanuts on the plane now? Is that what you're telling me?
You know, it's bad enough that they wouldn't let you bring on water. Now, forget about it. Try and squeeze in a granola bar into your carry-on bag, and the TSA is coming for you.
First of all, there's an easy way to get water on a plane. It's very simple. When I flew with my mom to San Francisco, I simply said, this bottle of water is for her medication. She has to take it when she gets on the plane. They let you go. So as long as you're not bringing a gallon of water, if you're bringing one little water bottle, you just tell them it's for your medication. They'll let you go on.
Well, can you say that for snacks?
I guess not. Granola is not a drug, so apparently you can't. So, you know.
Wait, you can walk on with water and say, look, this is like, it's like, and you can walk on with a pet and say it's a comfort pet.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you need a note for a pet?
Well, now you do. It used to be you could basically bring any pet, including that woman who wanted to bring her peacock on the plane, and they told her not to, and she decided to bring the animal to the airport anyway. But to me, that's also another bunch of nonsense, this comfort animal thing. Who has a comfort animal who's an aardvark or something? I mean, really? Come on. You want to tell me a dog or a cat is your comfort animal? I get it. But anything beyond that, like some guy was bringing a spider and a rat and all this other stuff. Stop it, please. I mean, just let's stop it.
You know what? You're right, though. The comfort animal, what do? They take the animal, put the thumb in their mouth, and they cuddle up with the animal? I mean, that's the way what's a comfort?
What if you brought a chicken?
Come
on.
It's just comfort animal. I'm going to flip out unless I have my dog with me. I'm going to flip out unless I have my thumb in my mouth and my dog around my neck. Come on. What is a comfort animal? Oh, God. Oh my. You know what I mean? Hey, guys, you know what I did yesterday? I got to give a plug, straight out plug. So I'm trying to describe to you, if you're from the area, if you go down the Garden State Parkway, like you go down the shore, and if you're listening outside the area on AM970TheAnswer.com, it's South Jersey, you know, it's like going down South Jersey, south from New York. And then it's got all pine barrens, and then the shore towns, you know, you go east and you go to the beaches, and that's what we do in Jersey, right? And they're beautiful beaches, and the Jersey Shore is spectacular. Despite what you see on the television show, it ain't like that. Well, maybe one town's like that, but the rest of it's really, really nice. So now, but if you don't go quite east to the shore, you go into the pine lands. That's where I am, in the pine barrens. Beautiful. kind of eerie, kind of really beautiful. I found, Frankie, you're not going to believe it, the best bakery in the middle
of
the Pine Barrens.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes. And the Deliverance pie is just spectacular. No, I'm kidding. That was a joke. So it's called Moster's Bakery, and they have cannolis. You know what they have? Do you ever see cannoli? They have like cannoli chips. They have the cannoli cream, and then they have what usually would be the cannoli egg, the cannoli shell. They break it up, and you dip the cannoli cream with the cannoli shell. Oh, forget about it.
It sounds delicious.
I know, and Moster, last I checked, it's not an Italian name. So it's in, but I wanted to give George and Mo a big, big plug on the air. If you're ever down by the Pine Barrens, like you guys are going to travel down here, but if you ever are, you want to go to Moster's Bakery because it was just spectacular. And then this, I was talking to Debbie about this, and help me out here with a phone call, 877-970-2999. I don't go on rides. I don't like rides. I see no attraction, no lure to any amusement rides. I don't get it. I don't understand it. So one thing, that not a Ferris wheel. I'll go on with the Ferris wheel. I'll go on the merry-go-round. But I don't want to hear teacups. I don't want to hear Tilt-A-Whirl. I don't want to hear these wild rides because I'll be nauseous for like 3 days. Call me a wuss. So we go down to little Fantasy Island down there on the island where we're staying, right? And we go, and Charlie, 7 years old, this kid is so great. I got to tell you, you guys are going to crack up. You think, hey, let's go on the rides together. She goes on like this thing that spins around. Tilt-A-Puke, I think, was the name of it. You know? It was like, it's got to go around.
The rides are not that bad. Come on,
awful.
Let's be fair.
Listen to me. She's 7 years old. She's tilting, going up and down and around. And she doesn't ask Daddy to go with her because she knows I don't go on those rides. This is one of the best kids I've ever seen. Daddy, go with me. And I've had it before. When she was younger or the other kids were younger, I would go and I would suck it up and do anything for my kids. Thank God. Charlie goes, thank God. Then she goes from one. Then she goes to the roller coaster. See, they just don't do roller coasters now. They spin around when they go up and down and around. I don't want to be there. Then there's the other ride where it kind of comes close and goes back and forth and it starts swinging around. She's on that ride. So some guy walks over, Joe, you going on that ride? I said, no way, I'm going on that ride. And she went on and it was just great. Thank God she would go. But I don't know. Frankie, are you a roller coaster? The guy, Frank,
love him. You keep asking me that, and I keep telling you yes.
But you seem like you're not. It's like you're not a roller coaster guy.
No, I love
you. Like the crazy ones.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I'm going to be in Coney Island on Sunday. I'm looking forward not only to riding the Cyclone, but the Thunderbolt, which is one of my favorites. So,
Albert, you're not.
I like the roller coasters. I'm into them.
You guys go on?
Oh yeah, absolutely. My son doesn't. My son is not a roller coaster. Neither is my wife. But I like the roller coasters.
You go on the crazies now, but not the teacups. Teacups?
No, I'm not a teacup fan. We did a bachelor party. My older brother-in-law, we went to Vegas. We did all the roller coasters. That's where I did the reverse bungee jump and the roller coaster on the Stratosphere and stuff. It was great. Man.
I would never. That's the one thing. I'm going to Vegas with Michael in a couple weeks. I am not getting on that thing on top of the Stratosphere. Do not even think about it. I'm not even going there. Hey, it's 6:32 with Joe on the radio on AM 970 The Answer, am970theanswer.com. Mike Gallagher's with us. And Valerie Smaldon, our dear friend, is with us. Jeffrey Lyons, Gary Goldberg is going to jump on the air. Aaron Blake, Eric Hastings, my buddy. We got a lot to talk about. Charlie, come here for 2 seconds, my dear. Look, I got my girl with me. You say hi to all the people in New York and New Jersey.
Hi.
There's my little girl. Gets up with me in the morning. You got up with Daddy. You didn't think it was too early? Did you go to bed? You got went to bed pretty good the time last night, right? You got sleep and Grandma made French toast for you, right? Good French toast, huh? You got it. You're all comfortable then.
All right, well.
Did you have fun in that ride? Got it? You got it? All right. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. We're coming back to you at 6:32 and AM 970 The Answer, am970theanswer.com. And Big Al's got the headline news on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
80 degrees at 6:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Path riders are facing major station closures this weekend as the rail system is installing federally mandated safety upgrades. Starting tonight at 11:59 p.m., the Path stations at Exchange Place and the World Trade Center are closing until 5 a.m. Monday morning for the installation of PTC or positive train control, which helps keep trains from derailing or colliding. To ease the public's anticipated pain, the MTA providing a free two-trip MetroCard at the 33rd Street station for stymied path customers using subways and city buses. Watch for closures to occur at the Christopher 9th, 14th, 23rd, and 33rd Street stations along the 33rd Street line for the next 15 weekends, except for Labor Day weekend. The woman accused of climbing the Statue of Liberty in protest vows to continue preaching her message despite facing charges. 44-year-old Therese Patricia Okomu was released without bail after appearing before a judge in Manhattan, but is due back in court in early August. Courtroom filled with supporters, some of which represented the Rise and Resist NYC group of activists. Okomu of Staten Island and is a member of the group, spent several hours on Lady Liberty's pedestal Wednesday protesting the federal immigration policy. In sports, the Yankees are north of the border tonight. They'll take on the Blue Jays in Toronto. Yanks at 56-28. They're just one game behind the Red Sox for the American League East lead. The Mets, they'll welcome in the Rays to Citi Field tonight for the start of a three-game interleague series. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning. Outpath trains running on or close to schedule this morning. If you're taking a ride to Metro North, do watch out for some scattered delays on the Harlem line. Let's see what's happening as you head to the inbound GWB. Inbound GWB upper level accident just cleared away. 35 minutes in at the upper level of the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln Tunnel 10, Holland about 10 minutes in as well. Traffic is slowing down for you on 46 eastbound, getting out toward the area of Route 20. Getting reports of an accident there, getting in toward Clifton. Garden State Parkway North at 137. They're just cleaning up an accident. Over on the Sprain south of Jackson Ave into Greenberg, collision there, and we're still seeing some slowdowns on the New York State Thruway southbound by the Yonkers tolls with a collision over there as well. Checking in on the forecast, thunderstorms likely today, high of 84, sunny tomorrow with a high of 79, sunny on Sunday with a high of 84. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Sherwin-Williams. Spruce up your home during the Dress Your Nest sale. Ask Sherwin-Williams June 22nd through July 9th and save 30% on paints and stains. Visit your neighborhood store today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Want to say something real quickly about Relief Factor. Here's the deal. 80% of the people who buy the Relief Factor Quick Start buy it again. Take Brian from Alabama. In May of 2016, I started getting terrible pain in my right knee. I went to see an orthopedic doctor. He prescribed some exercises and some anti-inflammatories. A week later, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I could only battle one item at a time. 6 months and six chemotherapy treatments later, the cancer was in remission, but the knee pain was getting unbearable. After taking Relief Factor for about 2 months, the knee pain started to subside. After 3 months, it is completely gone. What a result. Why don't you try the three-week quick start? $19.95. ReliefFactor.com. 95 cents a day for pain relief. What do you have to lose? ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. We got a lot of things happening. Valerie Smaldone, I want to tell you, you got to tune in 12 noon. That is every Sunday on AM 970. The Answer with Brunching with Franco. He's our buddy, Franco Porporino. That's Sunday at 12 noon. And he's kind of like a Renaissance guy, Franco. He's been very, very popular. He's backed by popular demand. And he will cover everything you need to know about what's hot in New York and New Jersey, the latest trends in restaurants, fashion, entertainment, and so much more. You don't want to miss this. Be sure to tune in because Franco is back. Brunching with Franco. Franco Porporino on AM 970 The Answer. It's every Sunday at noon.
Dennis Prager coming up at 1 on AM 970 The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Biscopo in the morning. Hey, it's 6:38 with Jersey Joe in Jersey on AM 970 The Answer, am970theanswer.com. And we're pushing through. I'm telling you what, we are the best. I just love it. I wish you could see. I sent a video. It's on Instagram of where we are. And we're in a little control room here, and we're pushing our show out up to New York. Frank and Al are in New York. Debbie's at the traffic center control. And, you know, we're gonna go through this this Friday as best we can. We may have a technical glitch here and there, but you know what? Don't even think about it. We'll just stay with you as best as we can. We're doing our best here. Hey, is Eric Hastings with us, guys? I got no call board here. Is Eric on the line with us? Frankie Five Boroughs.
Absolutely.
Hey,
he's standing by.
Eric is a longtime radio professional, travel expert. His website is erictheTravelGuy.com. He's got a new show, Beyond Your Backyard, on PBS. He's a longtime friend and a hysterically funny guy. Hey, Eric, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joe. I love this. This is reunited, and it feels so good.
I know, man. Now, we didn't talk for a long time. We missed a couple of emails going back and forth, but now you're like a PBS superstar. Is that what happened?
Yes, from your lips to God's ears, PBS superstar. Well, I just decided to pack it up and get on the road and start doing this show. Absolutely.
And so tell us about the show on PBS, Beyond Your Backyard.
So, well, yeah, the show, let's see. And I've been doing travel for the past 10 years. And about 2 years ago, the PBS people and I down in Virginia, they said, you know, we really like the videos you're doing. Can you make a long-form show? And I said, sure. And so we set out to really capture the soul of the places that we visit, primarily North America. So we go and we eat great food and we learn something new with a history and culture component, and go out and do active things, you know, scuba dive or snorkel or apple pick or make pottery, you name it, all designed to help people really get an idea of what the place is about long before they ever visit.
Hey, so what's going on with this TSA situation, man? Now we can't bring snacks on planes. Did you see that?
It's funny you asked me that. Yes, I did see that. And that actually, I didn't really think that much of it. You know, it happened out of New York. I was flying, I think, down to Nashville. I was in my TSA pre-check line. You know how that goes. And, you know, it's very routine to me. And it's sort of robotic the way I move things in and out of my pockets and in and out of my bags to get through security quickly. And for the most part, it's relatively painless. But I noticed it's one of the days the guy said, you know, look, we need you to remove all snacks out of your carry-on bags. And I thought, well, that's okay, whatever. Again, I didn't think much of it, but it happened again a few days later. And I was like, oh, here we go. First they came for the shoes and the belts and the laptops and the water. Now they're coming for my power bars. But I talked to the TSA folks about it about a week ago, because I was like, is this a new norm now? And she said, no, actually, no, the TSA made a recommendation to its crews last year that it is an optional search. Because if you can imagine, you know, the terrorists, the evildoers, if you will, trying to stay one step ahead of them, it's a little cumbersome. And so it's not an actual new policy. It's just a recommendation.
Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous what they're doing. Eric Hastings he's got this new show on PBS called Beyond Your Backyard. Hey, tell us, Eric, before we let you go, man, about erictheTravelGuy.com. What's on the website?
Oh my God! Oh please, you know I love you, Joe. You're the best. Thanks. The website's really it's our clearinghouse for all the stuff that we do. We go on vacations together. We talk more about the show there. We do the short form videos as well. So all that stuff, we do a little podcast, you know, in a studio smaller than the one you're in this morning. And that's it. It's a pretty robust site. And, you know, one of the things I love about that website is that we talk about the companies that also help you. So the airlines and the car rentals and the online travel agencies and some of these places and some of these companies that you've never heard of, we discuss a lot of that on the website as well.
All right, Eric Hastings, we appreciate it, man. And tell us, when is the show on PBS, man, Beyond Your Backyard?
So Beyond Your Backyard, there is not a New Jersey and New York affiliate yet. Come on, we got to get to market one always. But the cool thing is it's on PBS Passport. It's online. So if you go to pbs.org and type in Beyond Your Backyard, you'll see it. We just finished our first season of shows, and we've got 26 episodes for season two. We start in 2 weeks down in Mexico.
All right, man. Eric Hastings, thanks. I miss you, man. Give us a call when you get back to New York, Eric.
Will do. Thank you, Joe.
All right, Eric Hastings right there, Piscopo in the morning. Eric's a longtime radio guy, and, you know, you can just check it out to erickthetravelguy.com. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. It's 6:43. Five Boroughs is here, and Albert is here, 877-970-2999. And we're just breaking down the headline news on this. President Trump in Montana yesterday going after this Senator Tester, who went after Ronny Jackson, if you remember. He called him the Candyman. Remember, Ronny Jackson was the way. Right. And Senator Tester, well, this is what's wild about President Trump. He gets on the plane, goes out. There's a whole big rally yesterday. And he was just off the charts yesterday. He called Maxine Waters low IQ. He's not going to stop that fake Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. Right. And he's going to stay on the road. And how does this affair for the midterm elections? Does this help? And he's all out on this. And will we be surprised by the midterms? So 877-970-2999. And this is a Trump said he would offer to donate $1 million to Warren, to Elizabeth Warren's preferred charity, if she took the ancestry test. Frankie, is this too much? You think the president's going too far with all this? It's kind of funny to watch, man, you know?
You know what? I'm very conflicted because on the one hand, yeah, I do think he's going a little too far. I mean, like I always say about Donald Trump's critics, I wish they would attack him based on his ideas and his policies rather than calling him a liar and calling his supporters racist. You know, I think the way to beat Elizabeth Warren, I would hope, is on the battlefield of ideas, not with these personal attacks. But look, you can't argue with effectiveness, right? I mean, president has shown he has his finger on the pulse of where the American voter is, especially in states like Montana, which he really needs to turn Republican in terms of this upcoming Senate race. So, look, I don't like it, but I can't argue that it might be effective.
Yeah, it's true though, and it has worked, and you can't discount that. But we're going to see exactly how that plays out in the midterms. This was so funny. Before we go to break, I got to tell you, only in Jersey, Al, you're going to love this. The Garden State is looking to honor its most prolific recyclers. The Department of Environmental Protection is accepting, listen to this, nominations for its annual awards program that recognizes people, companies, and governments that demonstrate excellence when it comes to recycling. It, in partnership, I swear to goodness I'm reading this, with all the tax problems we got in Jersey, the traffic problems we got in New Jersey, the lack of bringing revenue into New Jersey, the lack of cutting spending, this is the story. In partnership with the New Jersey Recyclers, those individuals and organizations who are deemed worthy to be honored for their clean and green ways at the Association Symposium and Awards Luncheon to be held in October. Nominations are due July 27th. You better get with it. You better jump on that.
No, not
winners
for me.
Will be alerted.
Maybe for Frank. You see, Frank recycles.
I do
now,
recycle.
If he lived in Jersey, he'd be nominated for it.
He does. Frank is around the office. He takes, God forbid, the bottles and everything else. I don't know how he gathers them all together. But when you make a nomination for this recycling award, you can't do it on paper. You have to do it, I guess, online because you don't want to waste paper. Am I right or wrong? you know what I'm saying? Is this wild? Only in New Jersey. The problems that we have in New Jersey. They don't want to do anything about bringing revenue in or cutting spending. Only in the Garden State. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning with the boys. And Frankie Five Boroughs, you're taking the weekend off? You're going away a little bit?
No, I will be I will be here Sunday, and then I'm going to try and get to Coney Island to hopefully see Syndergaard pitch for the Cyclones on Sunday afternoon. Also, it's the final weekend of petitioning for the political season, so that I'm going to be busy with a lot of that. But no, I'll be here.
All right. And Albert, what you doing? What's the weekend for you?
Going to the movies tonight and then just relaxing over the weekend, not doing really anything strenuous.
That is good. That is good, guys. I think I'm going to be on. I got a call to do Neil Cavuto's show on Saturday. He has a great show in the on Saturday on the Fox News, and we'll be talking about this James Woods situation that I want to touch on. 6:48 right now. I'm going to go to Debbie in a second, but James Woods, the actor, he's on Twitter, right, and he's very, very critical of Barack Obama, of everything left, and he's very, very he can get very tacit, very terse, right? So he is, but he's very, it's not so much pro Trump, right, Frankie? How would I describe it? He's not really pro Trump. It's more
he
like
seems
he just,
pretty pro Trump.
Yeah, you think so? I didn't see anything pro Trump. I just mostly anti left, whatever
okay.
it is,
yeah,
and very
maybe
conservative.
You're right. Maybe
but
right.
he's got 1.5 million Twitter followers. So, and I remember months ago it was at 800,000. So it's kind of caught fire. As a matter of fact, didn't he come up with the hashtag walk away? That was James Woods who came up with the hashtag walk away, which means, you know, look at the Democratic Party, see what they've got to offer you. And just if it's you're like the rest of us former Democrats, you know, just walk away. So now James Woods' agent drops him. And it's from the Gersh Agency, which is a big kind of literary agency, is how they made the name. And the Gersh Agency dropped him. Tweets actually put it in tweet form, correct, Frankie Fibros? It was tweet. He tweeted out
right.
those, and he said, "I'm not going to carry you anymore." And what that is so pompous, that elitist attitude. Just because you disagree, you're going to drop the agent. He's going to the agent's going to drop the talent.
It's worse than the agent that shushed you.
Agents, I swear. You could just explain to me what an agent does. I'd be happy to listen.
They take 10%.
So anyway, we'll get into that. Take 10% of the shushing? Take 10%. It's 6:49 with Piscopo in the morning, and Debbie's on the roads for you on this Friday on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning to you, Debbie Duhaim.
Good morning. Are you enjoying your little vacation? Having fun?
I am. You know, yes. A little. You know, it's so funny. I'm doing everything that the kids, that Charlie wants to do. She goes
right.
back to mom today, but I did
right.
everything. We go down to the beach. Debbie, there's people there. It's like, we're like lemmings. We all go to the beach. We're like 2 feet from each other.
Yeah, right. You know, oh, yeah. It's packed, right?
Oh, and somebody's playing the radio too loud. Somebody's talking too loud. Somebody's yelling. The kids are yelling in my ear. Kids are walking back. It's only, it's Jersey at its best, and I love it. For
oh,
some reason,
so
I have
great.
A comfort zone right there. It's a comfort zone there, right?
Right.
And
right.
the water, the undertow, a little dangerous yesterday, so I put that warning out
oh,
over the
yeah,
airways.
Yeah,
be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty bad yesterday. Matter of fact, I kept Charlie so close. And I just didn't let her go out, nor did I take my hand. That I would not let her out, you know, just kept her real close to me because I always worry about that.
You have to. You really have to. Mm-hmm. So dangerous. And you took her to that Fantasy Island place, right, with all the rides?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I used to take my son there when he was little. Oh, that's so fun.
You should see it. But now, and also, I took a second mortgage to pay for the rides. And,
oh, yes, you have to.
Like, Oh my gosh. Now they don't have coins anymore. They have like a card you get.
Okay.
You know, where they just they slide the card. So so that's a little, but it's still so expensive.
Oh.
But it's worth it because it's nice, it's clean, mm-hmm. the people are friendly, and it's worth it. And as long as I don't have to get on the Tilt-A-Whirl, I'm fine.
Yeah, you don't want any of the crazy rides. I know.
Not doing it. Can't do it, Sally.
Let Charlie do that, right, with her friends.
Exactly. 6:51, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Let's see what's happening out here, Joe. First of all, the LIE eastbound right at the BQE. Accident blocking one lane there. We're seeing some slowdowns on that eastbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel with an accident. That's been out here all morning. And then on the eastbound BQE up by the Williamsburg Bridge, another crash. It's kind of busy right now at the Verrazano Bridge as well. The Verrazano Bridge is heavy getting up and out toward the area of Brooklyn. Again, that's all due to the problems up on the BQE. So the Gowanus heavy right up and out toward the BQE. Let's see what else is going on out here. Inbound GWB, that's 25. Lincoln Tunnel 10, Holland 10, 80 West exit 60 out through Patterson. A collision to deal with over there. At 78 eastbound, exit 44 in Berkeley Heights, a crash. The Spring south of Jackson Ave and Greenberg, accident still taking the right lane. And over on the southbound New York State Thruway at the Tappan Zee Bridge, a disabled vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-813-1105. 800-813-1105. That's 800-813-1105.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A flash flood watch remains in effect through this afternoon. For today, we'll have clouds and some sunshine. It'll be warm and humid. Showers and heavy thunderstorms will be crossing the area, although we will begin to dry out late this afternoon, the high 83. Clearing, breezy, and more comfortable tonight, the low 65. Sunshine and nice tomorrow with low humidity, high 79. Then on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, a bit warmer, but the humidity stays low, the high 82. I'm meteorologist John Woodward on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, John. Piscopo in the morning telling you about Mike Lindell and the MyPillow Company. They set a world record for...
You know, the MyPillow is great. You want to know how great the MyPillow is? Not only was Donald Trump talking about it, but I was watching the new David Letterman show, my next guest, needs no introduction, and Jerry Seinfeld starts talking to David Letterman about the MyPillow. And Jerry was having some fun with him about how, you know, the MyPillow guy is kind of quirky and everything, and he asks Dave at some point, would you get a MyPillow? And David Letterman says, yes, absolutely. So you want to know how great the MyPillow is when's the last time that David Letterman, Joe Piscopo, Jerry Seinfeld, and Donald Trump all agreed to purchase the same product? And you can get this great product too, because this incredible offer, after they set this world record for world's largest pillow fight, they are offering the premium size MyPillow, which I sleep on every single night, for its lowest price ever. Now, to get this deal, just go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code AM970. That's MyPillow.com and use the promo code AM970. You can also call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. If you call from a mobile phone, you do not have to use the number one, but you do have to use the promo code AM970. We're in a little competition with Mike Gallagher, so make sure you use the promo code AM970.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM970. The Answer.
All right, a couple of minutes before 7 o'clock, this is the Joe Piscopo Show. Friday morning, a holiday weekend. No one's sure if this is 4th of July weekend or last weekend was. We're going to take your calls, 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Jim in Manhattan. Hello there, Jim.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hang on. Let me check. I'm hanging in there, Jim.
Okay. Listen, there's an old saying, hoisted by his own petard, and you look at Congressman Crowley and the Democrats, they support large-scale immigration, no border enforcement. So many immigrants and Latinos moved into Crowley's district, they voted one of their own into office. So I think you could say Crowley is just another American lost his job to an immigrant, and he can thank himself for that.
You know, that's actually very funny. I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not... she's an American citizen. I believe she was born here. I stand to be corrected if that's not the case. But your point is well taken in that he was very, very welcoming of a lot of the same policies that Alexandria Ocasio. Yeah, she was born in the Bronx. so she's not an immigrant. But she, you know, Crowley was very, very welcoming of the very same policies that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez ran on. The bottom line is Joe Crowley was out of touch with his district, not only ethnically and demographically, but he wasn't spending a lot of time there. He'd basically moved to Washington, D.C. And the one thing that you learn in politics is that the absolute number one thing you need to do is look after your district. Attend to your district's needs. If you're going to look out for them, if your constituents feel you're attentive to their needs, then at the end of the day, you can grandstand on national issues or global issues or criticize the president, whoever it is. But if you're not going to look after your district, then you are going to be very, very, very vulnerable. Adam Clayton Powell Jr. learned that lesson in Harlem years ago. He was taught that lesson at the hands of someone named Charles Rangel. You know what a national star Adam Clayton Powell Jr. was? It was unthinkable that he would lose. And he did. He lost. All right. Well, it's tariff day. Tariffs were implemented 7 hours ago. I'll tell you what items are affected and how they're going to affect you. We're going to talk Scott Pruitt. I can't believe this guy hung on as long as he did. Tell me if you think this is a witch hunt or if you're happy to see him go. 877-970-2999. Rumor has it there's going to be some bad thunderstorms today. Governor Cuomo is telling you to take caution. Pack up your canoes. The Joe Piscopo Show rolls on next, but here's Al Gattulo first with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
80 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Authorities in Essex County investigating the death of a man reportedly killed in a bar fight on Independence Day. County prosecutors say West Orange police, responding to a call about an altercation at a White Street tavern Wednesday night, arrived to find Orange resident Luis Bruzon Villanueva unresponsive on the sidewalk. The victim brought to St. Barnabas Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. No arrests have been made in the case. The NYPD is looking for a woman who set off illegal fireworks in Brooklyn. There's video of her holding a Roman candle and pointing it at people outside a liquor store Monday night on Nostrand Avenue in Crown Heights. You can see sparks flying over their heads. No one was hurt, but when the woman is caught, cops say she'll be charged with reckless endangerment and unlawful possession of fireworks. In sports, both the Yankees and Mets had the night off. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.